Well, good morning to all and welcome to our guest on this, at least weather-wise, absolutely miserable Sunday morning. Once again, proof positive that I have no control over the weather. It would never do this on a Sunday morning to rain like this. But the morning, it is what it is. And I'm glad that you are here and have braved the elements to be here for as we offer this Mass on this Holy Family Sunday, the Sunday that follows right after Christmas. Even though the parish office is officially closed this week, it doesn't mean that things have come to a stop. It's going to be actually a very busy week here and elsewhere. Beginning with tomorrow, Michael Hopper, our seminary in residence, has been with us since April, is going to be ordained a transitional deacon at Holy Family Cathedral tomorrow night at 6 p.m. There's a prayer service, a holy hour for Michael tonight, beginning at 6:30 at Holy Family, and it's an open invitation to all. So our prayers are with you, Michael, as you continue in your discernment. And also we welcome also today James Porter, another one of our seminarians who's staying with us over the Christmas break. Also this Tuesday, the Pat and Barbara Clancy of our parish will celebrate 70 years of marriage. So a special event for them. Yeah, 70, that's not a typo. And also this week coming up is January 1st, the holy day of the Solemnity of Mary's Mother of God. We have a vigil mass on New Year's Eve at 6 p.m. We have a holy hour at 11 p.m. in the chapel with Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and benediction. We have a little reception afterwards, a little shortly after midnight. And then we have mass on the holy day, January 1st at 10 in the morning. So, although the office officially closed, a busy week nonetheless. But it's a good busy. It's a wonderful busy. Earlier this year, history was made in our church. It's kind of interesting. A church has been around 2,000 years. There are still some new things that happen. And that history was made in October in that a married couple were canonized as saints together. Now, they're not the first married couple to be recognized as saints, Mary and Joseph of the Holy Family being the first among them. But it's the first time that a married couple have been canonized together, Louis and Zélie Martin. They were a French 19th century couple that they were in northwest France. Louis had studied for the priesthood, had left the seminary. Zélie had been in religious life in a convent, had left that. They marry. And they do pretty well. Louis is a watchmaker and, oh gosh, water. Okay. It's okay. I'll stand here instead of right there. Another drip coming in. I was on leak patrol earlier, but didn't catch this one. So Zélie makes lace, curtains and things, furnishings, and is actually so good at it that Louis sells his watchmaking business and goes into partnership with his wife. They have 9 children together, one of whom we know of, hopefully pretty well, their daughter Thérèse, better known to us today as Saint Teresa of Lisieux, or Saint Teresa of the Little Flower. She's one of the doctors of the church, meaning great theologian or spiritual writers, and also the youngest. She died at the age of 24. Having a married couple canonized together is a reminder to us of the value of married life. And also a reminder to us on this Holy Family Sunday that when the Word of God becomes flesh to live and to dwell among us for our salvation, does so in the context of a human family. Comes to us as a helpless infant and is raised up through childhood, adolescence, and adulthood. And we're also reminded of the purpose of a family. That we hear in this interesting account from Luke's Gospel, the only account that we have of the life of Jesus other than his nativity and adulthood is when he's 12 years old. And the finding him in the temple. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was 12 and I'd gone missing for 3 days, and when my mom and dad finally found me, and I have given the kind of this answer of, well, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I needed to be in my father's house? I'm pretty assured that would not have gone over very well. Even though my mom's name is Mary, and my dad's middle name was Joe. But that interesting response that Jesus has, don't you know I needed to be in my Father's house? Because the purpose for us in as a family, and why the Holy Family is this model for us, is that as a family we help each other discern what is the will of God in our lives. The Holy Family of Nazareth is holy because they welcome Jesus. Jesus is in their midst literally. Louis and Zelie Martin are canonized saints because they welcome Jesus into their lives and they nurtured that love of Jesus within their family and living out that faith in Jesus within their family. To be holy means about discerning the will of God and living out that will of God in our daily lives, in our human lives. It does not mean that our life is going to be free from problems. As I mentioned on Christmas, Joseph and Mary are in Bethlehem not because they're on vacation. They're being pushed around by the rich and powerful. They will be refugees in Egypt, the land that had enslaved their ancestors. That they'll go to live in a foreign country because the powers that be are trying to strangle Jesus in the crib. Literally. Mary will be widowed, apparently, by the time Jesus begins his public life. And she will witness the torture and execution of her son on the cross. To be holy does not mean to be free of problems and of pain. Nor was it for Louis and Zelie. Those 9 children they had, only 5 live into adulthood. Zelie dies at the age of 45 of breast cancer when Therese is 4.5 years old, leaving Louis to raise 5 daughters. Louis dies at the age of 71 after the last 3 years of his life spent pretty much incapacitated from a series of strokes. And Therese dies of tuberculosis at 24. Holiness comes about not because of some kind of idealized perfection, everything every day is going to be sunny in 72, but rather because the Christ is welcomed into the home and is lived out in the family life. That's why this celebration takes place in the context that we refer to as the octave of Christmas, the week that follows after Christmas, that word becomes flesh to dwell among us in the context of our all too real families with their problems, with their pains, with their challenges. And the challenge then for us as our human families of flesh and blood, our family is the church of water and the Holy Spirit and baptism. Are we welcoming Jesus? Are we living out our love of Jesus? Are we helping one another discern the will of God in our lives? Do we foster within our families a desire, a hunger for holiness? A desire to become a saint? With the Martin family, one daughter canonized, another one a candidate for canonization, and the parents now canonized. Living out the faith, that desire, that hunger for holiness. And certainly that includes proper catechesis. Certainly that includes observance of Sunday Mass and the holy days and the obligations of the faith. But also it includes living out the virtues of the faith. Those works of mercy, those physical or corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy such as forgiving wrongs done to us, bearing with injustice patiently. Are those being lived out in the family? Are those being lived out at the dinner table? Do our sons and daughters see that when we make tough decisions, our faith guides us in making those tough decisions? I'll be kind of blunt. If it's not happening at the dinner table, don't expect miracles at this table, at this altar. Sometimes I've encountered families who have sent their children to Catholic schools, which is great. I'm a big supporter of Catholic schools. But they say, well, I sent my children to Catholic schools so that they'll be Catholic. I want to say, excuse me, that's your job. The school is there to help you, not to do the work for you. Our religious formation programs on a parish level, they exist to help the families, to nurture the faith, certainly to teach and catechize, but also nurture that love of Jesus, to welcome Jesus into our daily lives, to share Jesus in our daily lives, and have that desire for heaven. Because as you heard me say before, the only thing that's going to endure through all time and eternity is our relationship with God through Jesus. Everything else, All the powers, principalities, politics, and structures, all that is going to turn to dust sooner or later. The only thing that matters is our relationship to God through Jesus, that we foster and we welcome within our humanity, in our human families, in the family of the church. So on this day of the Feast of the Holy Family, we see them as a model and a guide, but also to pray for us, to intercede for us. Because we live our faith not in a fantasy world, not in the make-believe, but in the real world, which sometimes Sunday morning the weather is miserable. The roof leaks. Life is not easy. But we are still called to holiness. As Christ our Savior shares with us today His body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist, may we have that desire for holiness. May we want to share that desire with our sons and daughters, with our neighbors, with others, to live out faithfully our love of Jesus in this life and in the next.